Hi, this is Sam. It was recently brought to my attention that my Sims skit from last Monday wasn't original. In fact, the first person to do it was Drew Carey. Now, I've understood that a lot of the best ideas have been taken, but this just reaches the limit. I mean, who has this idea? Apparently not just me. Well, it gets even more bizarre than that, because last Friday, I was listening to Tim Henson's Distorted View show, and he came up with the idea of a vibrator with a cell phone on it. Well, Tim, I already came up with that apparatus. See, the way that mine worked was I had a pocket vagina with a cell phone on it, and you'd call your girlfriend or some phone sex hotline or what have you, and the moans would come straight out of the pocket vagina, and it would be as close to having sex with a real woman as you could possibly get without having to buy one of those real dolls. Now, there was also, for couples, the dildo companion, in which there was a cell phone inside the dildo. And whenever she'd be away on long business trips, or if you'd be away on long business trips, you'd just give her a ring on your dildo phone, or your vaggy phone, whatever you want to call it. And you'd both have phone sex together, and the moans would come straight out of your separate sex toy object thingies. So, this proves the fact that any idea you ever have, any idea that possibly springs to your mind, has been thought of or spoken before. Whether it is popular, whether it was on television or not, the chances are somebody has done it, somebody has thought it, somebody has wondered about it, and if you say it, chances are somebody has said it too. Now, with that in mind, the only option is to do it anyway, because you can't limit yourself. You can't say, oh, I'm talking about there never being an original idea. Well, this idea alone isn't an original idea, but I'm doing it because I'm not going to let the fact that this discussion has already been brought up hinder me in what I want to talk about today, or what I may possibly want to invent in the future. Now, of course, when I want to invent something, and if I actually want to patent it, I have to look up whether the device has been patented before, and if it hasn't, then I can patent it myself, and if it has, then obviously I can't, but, you know, I will search for this patent, being aware that the idea has been had before, and that I may possibly be the first to take the thought seriously. This has been Sam Negron for Blues World. If you have any comments on this, address your emails to bluecansam@gmail.com. That's bluecansam@gmail.com. Thank you.